I spoke earlier to Health Minister Andrew Little, and he says he recognises the strain hospital staff are under, but has confidence in the system.
I understand there's a lot of that sense of anxiety around the nursing workforce, those in ED and other parts of hospitals too, because we're at that point now where things are starting to change. People are concerned about that rise in number of cases. The whole way that this government has managed the response to COVID right back to last year, one of the critical issues we've had in our mind is the impact on the health system and making sure that the decisions we take and what we do minimises that impact so that we don't see overwhelmed hospitals and overwhelmed...
Are they overwhelmed, though? Because they're already saying they are stressed and we know it's going to get worse.
Well, we know they are stretched. We know that there are a lot of vacancies in the nursing workforce, have been for some time, and we're trying to address that. We've seen, just in response to the latest outbreak, actually the Auckland DHBs have got nurses in from other parts of the country to provide some respite and provide some assistance as well. But it is topmost in my mind about the decisions we take about whether or not we reduce restrictions and when we do so, the impact on the health system. That's why we need to get the vaccination rates up, because people who are vaccinated do not get as sick as people who are unvaccinated, and we're acutely aware of the impact that could have on the nursing.
Well, are you comfortable, given that, are you comfortable with the decision to open up secondary schools to senior students in Auckland? There are some who feel that will boost case numbers.
Yes, because the age group that is going to be allowed back to school are of an age that can be vaccinated. Many are vaccinated. There will still be measures in place, the requirement to wear masks where they can to keep social distancing and what have you. And I trust the schools and school leaders who will allow those students back in to make sure that those measures are taken.
How many staff have been brought in from other parts of the country to help in Auckland?
In the last few weeks, as I understand it, not all at the same time, but roughly 120, 130 have been brought in. A lot of them have provided relief at the MIQs, because that's, you know, a lot of nurses and health workers have been deployed to those facilities. That's what's causing the stretch, if you like, for the health workforce in Auckland.
Okay, so where are we at? Have you activated the surge capacity yet, or is that still to come, and will that be enough?
Well, the surge capacity is available, so we've trained up to nearly 1,400 extra nurses to be able to work in an ICU environment under supervision. But if you have a look at the numbers now, roughly 760-odd cases. We have 37 people in hospital, and at the moment, two of those in ICU. So the need to draw on that surge capacity is not required just at the moment, but I get the daily report on what is happening in the hospitals. We get the daily report on COVID cases and how many are hospitalised, and we are keeping a very close eye on
that. Well, the key thing there is the hospitalisation rate, and what is your modelling showing you about that rate and where things will be at in a couple of weeks? Because Middlemore's fearing that it's going to have, you know, next month it'll have 20 a day turning up.
Yeah, I think some of the modelling is some of the worst case scenario modelling, but at the moment the hospitalisation rate is roughly 5%. The ICU admission rate hovers between 0.5% to about 1%. That's what it's at the moment, and that's because, although...
Has that been increasing, or is it steady?
That's been steady now for, you know, nearly a couple of weeks, so... Look, we know that a lot of the people who are turning up in hospital are those who are unvaccinated, but the proportion of the population who is vaccinated, particularly in Auckland, is growing. We're up to 89% roughly now in Auckland, but we still have a way to go. So we don't want to get too relaxed about it, because we know the impact on the hospital system could be great.
We know the COVID minister, Chris Hipkins, said yesterday that the forecast shows that then that the daily rates could get into the high hundreds. If we look at some comparative countries or states, New South Wales, they've got 124 in ICU at the tail end of their surge. Is that a number New Zealand could cope with?
We have available at any one time roughly 325 ICU or high dependency unit beds. That's across our total hospital system across the country. We're currently occupying about 220 of those. We don't want to lift the rate up a huge amount because of COVID. We need beds available for other things. At the moment, the rate has been pretty steady at kind of 1% or less in terms of admissions to ICU. But we are keeping a constant eye on it, and it's debated, isn't it?
Because we've had the likes of Wellington ICU specialist Paul Young coming out questioning your numbers, those numbers that you have put forward. There's debate over what's surge capacity, what's not. Why are people in the health system not confident and not agreeing with you on the ICU bed numbers?
Well, I can't account for them. I can't account for people who kind of misstate or misrepresent what I've said. What I've said is the advice that I'm getting from the Ministry of Health, and I get the daily report about available ICU and HDU capacity. It hovers around sort of 325 beds across the system as a whole. And we have the workforce and the equipment to go with that. Part of that workforce is the surge-trained workforce. The advice from overseas, other countries who have been through a lot worse than we have, are all telling us the surge-trained workforce is totally adequate under supervision to provide care for COVID patients.
The MIQ changes, which will allow more health workers to come in, how quickly can you see people use that and come through into the health system to help the likes of those nurses in Auckland who are already feeling strained?
Well, I'm hoping that the DHBs and the PHOs and other health organisations who have been trying to get people across the border, they now have the channel to do that. They should be activating the people who they've made job offers to get them across the border. So those people should be landing in a matter of the next couple of weeks and entering our system in a couple of weeks after that.
And there, of course, is competing interests in the health system. What assurances can you give, for example, the aged care sector, which is chronically understaffed, 900 I think they need, that they will get some of that allocation?
They will, because they have to, because they need registered nurses working for in their workforce as well. And I know I've had some of those outfits in touch with me about their needs. So they will be able to take up some of that 300 positions a month.
Now, the Health Minister, Andrew Little, his office has called to clarify one point he made there, that the 120 to 130 nurses brought into Auckland, now that has been since the start of the outbreak in August, not that it's just the last few weeks, as he suggested there.